concern when we drafted that piece of legislation was patient access. And believe it or not, the 25-mile halo around dispensaries is in that vein. The reason being is that we want to make sure, because we are opting with a nonprofit dispensary model, we believe that dispensaries are the best avenue for patient access, that the average patient who has never cultivated marijuana in the past, doesn't have a relationship with a caregiver, gets a recommendation from their endocrinologist, would much rather go to a dispensary. So it became important for us to think about what is going to make these dispensaries viable. So what we decided to do is we went with a statewide cap on the number of dispensaries that is tied to, like you mentioned, the number of pharmacies we have licensed in our state. We said that for every 10 pharmacies that are licensed, we will have one dispensary, which comes out to about 120 dispensaries currently in Arizona. The 25-mile halo around the dispensaries was, again, to give a market to the dispensaries in the community so that they would be viable, so they're available for patients. 95% of patients who are medical marijuana patients don't have any desire to cultivate. I mean, the people that are in this room are not the mainstream of the medical marijuana patients. I mean, we're people who are much more active and committed in the cause and have a lot more knowledge and have the ability to handle it in a different way than your average patient would. So we tried to create an initiative that would be the best initiative that we could create for your average patient. I mean, you may disagree with some of the decisions that we made, and I don't have any problem discussing with people afterwards about the way that we made choices within the initiative. But trust me, the patient access, your average patient, was our number one concern when we drafted that initiative. And I'm confident that we will have a very high-functioning medical marijuana program when this goes into effect, and be something that will be the end of the effort. That's what we hope for.